Throughout human history, money has changed a lot of forms, from salt to shells and copper to gold. A lot of things has been used as money before we finally started using paper currency. It is believed that out of all the other forms of money, Bitcoin is the most spectacular invention. Some even call it the greatest invention of the decade and the future of our human civilization. Hey guys, welcome to Crypto's Monopoly. My name is Daksh and I am a professional trader, investor and founder of Forex Monopoly, Crypto's Monopoly and Forex Inner Circle. In this video, I will tell you everything you need to know about Bitcoin, and at the end, I'm going to announce something special, so make sure you watch this video till the end. To understand why Bitcoin is the future of human civilization, you will have to understand how the financial system evolved. So let's go back to the past and see how it all started. At the start of our civilization, around 6000 BC, barter system was introduced by Mesopotamia tribes, where people used to trade by exchanging goods. For example, if I need to buy something from someone, for that I needed to give him some of my goods. Like, let's say there is a farmer who grows wheat, and then there is a shoemaker who makes shoe. Now, in order for the farmer to buy a shoe, he has to give that shoemaker wheat so that he could get shoes in exchange. And this is how people used to buy and sell things. But soon, people realized that this isn't an efficient way to trade, as there were a lot of drawbacks to this. So people thought of replacing this, and they did it with precious metal. And that precious metal was gold. From this point, people started trading with gold, and soon gold was adopted as a currency by the whole human civilization. The reason why gold was fit for a currency was that it was scarce, rare, and highly malleable. It can be molded into coins and bars very easily. And this system continued till a few centuries, but then even gold had some drawbacks. Like, if you have to buy something, you would have to carry all your gold to that place, and it isn't that easy. So people started finding an alternative of this, and then someone came up with a new system where he told people that they can deposit their gold, and in return they will get a bill or a receipt of that equivalent amount. And this whole system leads to the beginning of the system which we call banking. Here people used to deposit their gold and get receipts or bills in return, which was used to buy goods. A certain amount of receipt was linked to a fixed quantity of gold. For example, $1,000 for one bar of gold. And they could anytime give back the bills or receipts and get their gold back. And this was the beginning of the paper currency. And this is why we call our currency a bill. Like, people denote a $100 note as a $100 bill. Now, this system of backing a currency by gold continued till 1971, when the government of the USA decided that dollar would no longer be defined by gold, and they started a new system. Governments decided that their currency will no longer be backed by gold, and they can print as much money as they want on the basis of depth and some other factors. And most importantly, it was backed by people's trust. Like the fiat currency which we use now, that doesn't really have any real value. It is just a piece of paper. It only has value because we people believe it does. It works on trust. People trust the government, and the government decides that this piece of paper has value. This financial system which we are currently following has a lot of drawbacks, and mainly it takes power from the people and give it to the government. Now, out of all the drawbacks, there are two major drawbacks the current financial system has. Number one is, it is centralized. The governments and banks have all the power over our money, and believe me or not, they can take it back whenever they want. Like it happened in India on 8th November 2016, all the notes of 500 and 1000 rupees was banned by the Indian government. The second thing is, it is not back to gold anymore, which means that government can print as much money as they want. And printing too much money leads to inflation and an increase in debt. And too much inflation decreases the buying power of a currency. That is, you will have to pay more to buy something which used to cost less before. So to overcome the disadvantages of the current financial system, Bitcoin was introduced. So let us see how does Bitcoin solves these problems. Bitcoin is a form of digital currency that works from peer to peer. So what is peer to peer? It means from person to person without involvement of a central authority. So if there is no central authority, what difference does it make? And how does it help us? Let's say you want to buy something from a shop. So you can either pay by cash, debit card or credit card. So when you do this, bank gets involved in this and the bank is the central authority and validates your transaction and maybe charge you with some sort of fee. Now, let's say if I want to transfer money abroad and there is no Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency. Normally, what I will do is I will go to the Western Union office and then I will have to go through a long and hectic process where I will have to fill up a form and wait in a queue. And even when I am done with this, there will be a lot of limitations, like I can only send a limited amount, and also they will charge a crazy amount of fee and the currency exchange fees from me. And this whole process will cost me a lot of effort, time and money. And even this time, the bank is getting involved. But if I have Bitcoin and if I wish to send money to any corner of the world, all I need to do is find a wallet address of that person, and within minutes, I can send as much amount as I want in that person's wallet, and that too with minimal fees. Now, you may be wondering, when I told you there is no central authority involved, whom does this fee goes to? Well, in Bitcoin, there is no single central authority. The fees goes to the random people who validate your transaction, and those people are called as Bitcoin miners. Now, we will learn about miners later in this video, but first, the question is, who invented this and why? Bitcoin was invented by a person named Satoshi Nakamoto in 2009 or 2010. In 2008, the USA was struck by the biggest crisis in the world, and it was due to the subprime mortgage crisis. At this time, the banks were giving loan to people who were not even able to return them back. And when these people were not able to repay the loan and the banks failed, the central bank came to rescue, and they did this by quantitative easing, which is printing of money. So what the US government did is they printed more money to support their system. That is, they injected money into their system so that their system won't collapse. And this brought money into the system and they pumped it into the economy by giving it to the big industries so that the economy can function well. Printing money may have helped the economy of the USA at that time, but it is not good in the longer term as it increases the debt and the currency of the country gets weak, losing its value, also called as inflation. And if a currency loses value, the normal people have to go through a lot of negative effects, like a general increase in prices and fall in the purchasing value of money. If a currency loses its value by 5%, it will have a huge impact on your savings. Like someone who has retirement savings worth $1 million would have to bear a loss of $50,000 even if the value of the currency depletes by 5%. Now, this thing may not be noticeable to normal people as the $1 million will still be $1 million for them. But indirectly, the purchasing power of the currency is affected. So indirectly, people have to suffer for something which they shouldn't have. And also, they have to pay more taxes if the debt increases. There are a lot of more problems which normal people are going through and they don't really have any power. Satoshi Nakamoto thought that the banks and the government were not trustworthy, and he wanted to come up with something which would give power to the people. And so Bitcoin was developed by Satoshi Nakamoto by keeping these all things in mind, and it gives back power to the people. He developed a digital currency in 2009-2010 and named it Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is a digital currency that works from peer to peer and is the answer to every problem the current financial system has. And yes, Bitcoin does have a central authority that validates a transaction, but in this case, they are random people called as miners. To understand who are miners and what is mining, you will have to understand how Bitcoin works. So let us try to understand how Bitcoin works, and I will try to make it as simple as possible. So make sure you pay attention to this. So Bitcoin works on a blockchain technology. Like, let us say these are the blocks and this is the chain. These blocks contain information of the transaction, and the chain represents a successfully solved or validated transaction by the miners. So let's say I decided to send you some amount of money. So the miners will validate the transaction which we made by solving a random calculation with the help of their computers. Let's just say this is me and this is you, and I sent you $1,000 through Bitcoin and you accepted it. So for the transaction to be successful, miners will have to validate the transaction. So let's say this is a chain or hash. Now there will be random computers who will try to validate this transaction, and when it is hashed, the Bitcoin will be added here, and the computer or the person who mines it or solves the calculation first will be rewarded in Bitcoins, and the transaction will be validated and stored in this block forever. This block will have all the details of the transaction made by users, like the addresses, and the Bitcoin blockchain has all the transactions made in the history of Bitcoin. So this is how Bitcoin works, and this process is called as Bitcoin mining. When Satoshi made Bitcoin, he developed such a protocol that only 21 million Bitcoins can be mined by the miners, and with a limited supply to be released every few minutes. And also, this supply is reduced to half every 4 years. Like, if now 4 Bitcoins are released after a block is completed, after 4 years, only 2 will be released, and the cycle will continue. And this is the most interesting thing about Bitcoin. It is scarce, and unlike fiat currencies, its supply cannot be increased. And therefore, many more people are attracted to Bitcoin. It is said that Bitcoin will do to banks what email did to postal industry.